Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 11. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Estamos de vuelta. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
Y estamos muy contentos de estar aquí con vosotros otra vez.
Exacto, Marc. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien. Muy relajado.
He escuchado que has estado de vacaciones.
Un poquito, sí. Y tú también.
Sí, pero menos que tú.
Bueno.
Cuéntame, ¿dónde has estado?
Bueno, la verdad es que yo he estado en Mallorca.
¿Sí?
Buscando a Rory y a María.
Pues tengo que decirte que yo también.
¿Qué va? ¿Que sí?
En serio.
Pues me alegro.
Qué casualidad, ¿no?
Quina casualidad, sí. Como se dice en mallorquín, ¿no?
Yo
estaba practicando mi
mallorquín. Ya veo.
¿Y qué tal entonces? ¿A dónde fuiste en Mallorca?
Pues estuve en Palma.
Muy bien.
Pero alquilamos un coche y hemos estado de ruta por toda la isla.
Muy bien.
Lugares preciosos, Marc. Sí, me encanta. Ojalá pudiera vivir en Mallorca.
Bueno, estoy de acuerdo. Para que todos entiendan exactamente dónde está Palma. Palma es la capital de la isla y está en el sur. Entonces todos los aviones llegan a Palma y luego hay muchos lugares que puedes visitar en todas partes de Mallorca.
Sí, es un punto estratégico y como la isla es pequeña, pues todos los lugares son muy accesibles.
Sí, exacto. Pues puedes, por ejemplo, puedes estar en Pollença, en el norte de la isla, en casi una hora,
una hora y poquito.
Y poquito. Nosotros, bueno, estuvimos de vacaciones familiares en el este de la isla, al lado de una ciudad que se llama Calador.
Calador.
Estuvimos en una finca que estaba perfecta.
Perfecta.
Y pues muy relajado, tomando el sol, bañándonos en la piscina y también en el mar. Entonces, perfecto.
En definitiva, descansando, ¿verdad?
Descansando, sí. Y trabajando un poquito. Pero
también,
bueno.
Marc.
Pero muy bien, muy buenas vacaciones.
Muy bien, me alegro mucho.
Bueno, estamos aquí otra vez con otro episodio de Coffee Break Spanish y, claro, vamos a seguir con la historia de María y de Rory.
Uh-huh.
Como sabéis, hay Alejandro, el amigo argentino de Rory, que va a venir a verles.
Uh-huh.
Entonces, vamos a ver hoy qué tal la historia.
¿Qué pasa en la historia de hoy? Muy bien.
Pues vamos a escuchar el texto.
Perfecto.
Querido diario, ya está todo resuelto. Alejandro, el amigo argentino de Rory, se quedará a dormir en el Hotel de Consuelo. Hay una habitación libre que nadie usa en el ático. Lo que pasa es que nadie la ha usado en unos 20 años aproximadamente. El hotel tiene dos plantas con habitaciones y el ático. La tercera planta es el almacén. Hay sábanas, almohadas, toallas, manteles y otros recambios para las habitaciones de los huéspedes. Al fondo del almacén hay una puertecita que da a una pequeña habitación con vistas al mar. Este espacio fue un día la habitación de la cocinera, pero quedaba muy apartada, y mis tíos decidieron colocar al personal de trabajo en la segunda planta, para que fuera más cómodo empezar la jornada laboral. Así que el ático quedó deshabitado hace muchos años y mi tía solo sube a limpiar el polvo y a coger algún recambio de vez en cuando. Rory está encargado de acondicionar la buhardilla, es decir, que tiene mucho que hacer. Limpiar el polvo, ordenar, barrer, fregar, hacer la cama, comprobar que la ducha funciona correctamente y limpiar las ventanas. ¡Qué paliza! Sé que Rory ahora mismo se estará dando cabezazos contra la pared, pero quien algo quiere, algo le cuesta. Alejandro llega dentro de 3 días, así que aún hay tiempo. Y más vale que me prepare para unos días de aventuras y emociones, porque me imagino que estos dos ya estarán tramando algún plan. Yo estoy pensando que igual debería animarme a hacer submarinismo un día de estos. Por un lado, me gustaría intentarlo, pero por otro lado, me da un poco de miedo. He escuchado muchas historias para no dormir. Sé que es cuestión de controlar la respiración, no ponerse nervioso y disfrutar del medio como si fuera un pez, pero no puedo evitarlo, me da mucho respeto. Rory dice que él me enseñará todos los trucos, que será un placer enseñarme y que descubriré un mundo nuevo. Pero claro, él es un profesional. La verdad es que no pierdo nada por intentarlo. Si no me gusta, no lo haré nunca más. Y si me gusta, gano una afición. Vale, decidido. Haré mi primera inmersión, o bautizo, como lo llaman los entendidos. Le daré una sorpresa a Rory. Voy a ducharme y a ponerme guapa, que he quedado con mis padres para ir a cenar a un restaurante nuevo que hay en Port Portals. ¡Qué bien! Un beso grande. María.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Muy interesante, ¿verdad? El texto de hoy, Mark.
Sí, muy interesante. Y ahora lo que vamos a hacer
es escucharlo en inglés.
Okay, so I'm going to explain a little about the text in English para que todos entendáis exactamente lo que pasa. So this is, of course, a diary entry from María. And she begins by saying that everything has resolved itself. Everything is organized. Alejandro, Rory's Argentinian friend, is going to be staying in Consuelo's hotel. There's actually a room in the attic that no one uses. In fact, no one has actually used this room for about 20 years.
Lo que pasa es que nadie la ha usado en unos 20 años aproximadamente.
Wow. Okay, so the hotel has got two floors with rooms, and then there's also the attic. And on that third floor, that's where the sort of store is. That's where they keep all the sheets and the towels and everything that they need for the guests in the hotel. At the end of the store, at the back of the store, there's a little door which leads to a small room with the sea views. And this used to be the room that the cook used in the hotel, but it was very isolated. It was in a different part of the building, and that's why Maria's aunt and uncle decided that the cook and all the rest of the staff would be together on the second floor, making everything easier and handier for them to begin their working day. And of course, this has meant that the attic has remained uninhabited for many, many years, with Consuelo only going up to clean the room a little and make some changes from time to time. So, since it's Rory's friend who's coming to stay, he has been charged with basically getting the room ready. So he's got lots to do. He's got to clean the dust. He's got to sort things out. He's got to sweep. He's got to make the bed and do lots of other things to get the room ready for his friend.
si tiene mucho que hacer: limpiar el polvo, ordenar, barrer, fregar, hacer la cama, comprobar que la ducha funciona correctamente y limpiar las ventanas.
Ay, 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 ay.
Demasiado.
Yeah, those are, we would call them tareas, las tareas,
tareas
de la
las
casa.
Las tareas del hogar o las tareas de la casa, sí.
Muy bien. So, Maria thinks that Rory is going to be knocking his head against the brick wall with all these tasks that he's got to do. But of course, as she says, if you want something, you have to pay for it. And in whatever way, perhaps it's not monetary, but it has to be paid for with the work that he's got to do. However, he still has time because Alejandro isn't arriving for another 3 days. And Maria says that she really needs to get ready for some days of adventure and excitement, because she's guessing that the two of them, Alejandro and Rory, will be planning some plan. They'll be getting up to some adventure while Alejandro is there. And there's something else that Maria is thinking about: the fact that perhaps she should also consider going diving. It's obviously Rory's passion, but she's not done it before. On the one hand, she would like to try it, but on the other, she is a little scared. And she's heard many, many stories that really put her off. However, she knows that it's a question of controlling her breathing, not getting too nervous, and enjoying the feeling of being like a fish under the water. She realises that it is something that does frighten her. And of course, Rory says that he'll teach her all the tricks, all the things that she needs to know, and indeed that he'll enjoy doing so, and that she'll discover a new world underwater. But of course, he's a professional. At the end of the day, Maria realizes that she's got nothing to lose.
La verdad es que no pierdo nada por intentarlo. Si no me gusta, no lo haré nunca más. Y si me gusta, gano una afición.
So if she doesn't like it, she'll not do it again. And if she does like it, she's got a new hobby for herself. So by the end of this diary entry, she has decided that she's going to go for her baptism, or her underwater baptism, and she will surprise Rory with this news. She's going to go for a shower and then make herself pretty, ponerme guapa, because she has actually made an arrangement with her parents to go and eat in a restaurant, in a new restaurant in Portales. And there we have Maria's diary entry.
Bueno, Carmen, ¿tú fuiste a este restaurante en Portales cuando estuviste en Mallorca?
No, yo no estuve, pero ¿y tú?
Tampoco.
No. Pero... Bueno, pues tendremos que volver otra vez.
Claro, claro. Sí. Sobre todo con este tiempo escocés,
sí,
este verano
madre
escocés.
Mía.
Pero bueno, no estamos aquí para hablar del tiempo escocés. Estamos
por suerte.
Aquí... Sí, por suerte. Estamos aquí para hablar del texto. One thing I'd like to point out or talk about is an interesting expression just in that last sentence. Can you read for us again what María says from voy a ducharme?
Voy a ducharme y a ponerme guapa, que he quedado con mis padres para ir a cenar a un restaurante nuevo que hay en Portales.
Now, the reason I'm picking up on this is the que in there, because it's a que that joins one part of the sentence to another, and it's really, really Spanish.
Yes, it is. We use this for everything.
It's not a porque,
mm-hmm.
It's just a kind of linking word that joins two clauses, two parts of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So the first part of the sentence, voy a ducharme y a ponerme guapa.
Sí.
So I'm going to have a shower and make myself pretty. ¿Qué he quedado? So she doesn't say he quedado. She just says ¿Qué he quedado? And it's just very Spanish. I think it's quite tricky to get into the way of using this as a non-native speaker,
mm-hmm.
because it's something that you hear often, but
all
you're
the
not
time.
Quite sure when to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely worth pointing out. And I think some of our listeners might be wondering what that K means. It's not
why
really,
is it that there? Yeah. Yes.
And it's certainly not going to be followed by a subjunctive or anything.
No,
like
no,
that,
no, no, no.
For once. So here it's just a linking K, and it's very, very common.
Very used.
Now, we'll be talking more about that K and giving you some further examples in our extended version of this episode. And you can find out more about that at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. Of course, the extended version of this lesson will discuss the entire text, and we'll talk about all the language contained in the text. And there's also a full transcript and another translation exercise to help you test what you've learned. So head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com to find out more about this. For now, muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Adiós, amigos.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.